It's time to jump out of bed, throw on a pot of coffee, and strap on the good old tool belt. You're tuned to Arizona's favorite home improvement resource. It's the Rosie on the House Show.
Here every Saturday for the purpose of putting a smile on your face as it relates to anything and everything having to do with your house, home, castle, or cabin. I wanted to share a few tips before we get to the calls. You can join the conversation by dialing 1-888-767-4348. The 888 means it's toll free. Wherever you're listening to us in the great state of Arizona, the call is free. You'll ring in. My wife, sweet Jennifer, will pick up the call. Get your name, your question, where you're calling from, and we'll get you on air and get you answered as quick as we can. Romy and I are here in studio. Our broadcast engineer, Mr. Mike Reisch, is making sure all the proper buttons and dials are set correctly so we can communicate effectively. And we're talking about remodeling. And what I wanted to talk to you all about right now is picking that contractor, because we get calls all the time about bad experiences. And because we've been doing the radio show so long, homeowners think that they can give us a ring and then we've got some kind of authority over all the other contractors in the state, and we don't. So we have published a consumer guide on how to pick the remodeling contractor, and let me give you just a couple of the correct steps to take, because I promise you, for every hour you spend in the planning and the screening and the interview process, that is going to save you weeks of problems should the job go bad later. I ask homeowners to consider,
assuming that the job's going to go right.
Right. I tell homeowners, look, you probably ought to collect some names of different contractors. And I tell people all the time, if you are going to do a bathroom remodel, go shop for your bathroom fixtures. And ask the showroom who pays their bills, who has been an account with them for the longest time, who would remodel their bathroom. Same thing with appliances and kitchen cabinets. Go to the showrooms, start your shopping process, and find out who the showroom supports, because they're not going to support somebody that's going to backfire on them. Now, that's, you know, you can always go to rosieonthehouse.com and be absolutely assured. But occasionally, all of our guys are busy, and you may have to wait a little while for us. But ask the showroom for the room you're contemplating getting done. Get two or three names, okay? Check with your relatives. Check with people at work. Check with others that have remodeled before. And I'm going to tell you, you ought to interview those contractors. And let's say you pick two of them. I'm going to say you ought to interview those two contractors at least three different times. And it ought to occur in three different locations. I'm going to give you those locations, but right now we've got some calls that have been coming in. Let's take the calls and come back. Where should you interview your remodeling contractor? Three times. Three different locations. Let's welcome Larry into the conversation, calling from Glendale. Good morning, Larry.
Good morning.
What are you up to today, my friend?
Oh, I got a sunroom that the cement is real rough, and I wonder if I can find somebody to redo it and put a flooring down.
Okay, well, hang on just a second, Larry. Turn off the radio in the background. It'll be a lot easier because you can hear in real time instead of two different times. What's coming out on the other side is a little delayed.
We call that Corbett Canyon.
Nice. Little echo effect. And so he has a sunroom, and he's looking for a flooring option. Is there anything else? Is it the same level as the rest of the home, or is it a step down onto a patio out on your...
It's a step down. But it's just really rough. I just need it leveled out.
And Larry, how finished do you want the inside of the room to be? I mean, is this are you trying to make it a truly interior space of the house, or do you like it being just an overflow patio feeling like a sunroom?
Oh, just like a sunroom, right?
Okay. Well, Larry, I'm going to tell you, here's what I'd recommend. The easiest way, you can get some concrete finishing specialists in there, like John Trice at Arrowhead Coatings, can get in there and recoat the whole thing in a thin acrylic top coat and make it look real nice. Another thing you could do, and what we're seeing a lot of people do with back patio concrete and sunroom concrete, is the Belgard Paver Company actually makes an overlay paver designed specifically to be laid over cracked, ugly, gray concrete. And you cement set the outside perimeter of the pavers, and then everything in the field is sand set. And one of the things that accomplishes is if your concrete patio is cracked and uneven, you can eliminate all of that unevenness, and none of those cracks will telegraph through up through the pavers. So it permanently hides all of that. For that casual outdoor living sunroom feel, I think the overlay pavers from Belgard are absolutely your best choice. I think on any back patio.
And you can see examples of both of those. You're in Glendale. The closest Marvell Masonry to you would be in Peoria at 8060 West Thunderbird, just to the east of 80? I'm going to have to look this up. I thought they were east of 75th Avenue, but if it's 8060, that would be...
No, no, they're west. They're west of Rovi Dairy.
Yeah, but that's... Okay, all right. I'm going to have to blow this up.
Marvell Masonry has some really nice locations throughout Arizona, and they have some nice paver displays.
I know it's east of 75th Avenue. It's just, no, I don't know it.
No,
I
don't know. You don't.
Anyway, they're on Thunderbird. They're on the north side of the road, and you can both see they're a Belgard distributor. You can see that, and then the acrylic coatings Rosie was talking about. And if you're looking for somebody to do both of those, we've got a couple great resources in the West Valley for you.
So oh, we do. And if you're laying pavers, make sure you get an ICPI certified paver installer, because it is easy, but it's not. There are some real tricks to it. They make it look easy, but I have mistakenly hired non-ICPI certified paver installers. I'll never do it again, I'll tell you that. When we get back, we want to talk to you about interviewing your remodeling contractor. Three different locations, three different sets of questions right after this when we get back.
Keep Rosie on the House the number one referral directory in the state by voting at rosieonthehouse.com or ranking Arizona.